Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
It's way too easy to get Google's Bard chatbot to lie, by Victoria Elliott. The company's policy bars use of the AI chatbot to misinform. A study found that it readily spouted untruths on topics from COVID-19 to the war in Ukraine. When Google announced the launch of its Bard chatbot last month, a competitor to OpenAI's ChatGPT, it came with some ground rules. An updated safety policy banned the use of Bard to generate and distribute content intended to misinform, misrepresent, or mislead. But a new study of Google's chatbot found that with little effort from a user, Bard will readily create that kind of content, breaking its maker's rules. Researchers from the Center for Countering Digital Hate, a UK-based nonprofit, say they could push Bard to generate persuasive misinformation in 78 of 100 test cases, including content denying climate change, mischaracterizing the war in Ukraine, questioning vaccine efficacy, and calling Black Lives Matter activists actors. We already have the problem that it's already very easy and cheap to spread disinformation, says Callum Hood, head of research at CCDH. But this would make it even easier, even more convincing, even more personal. So we risk an information ecosystem that's even more dangerous. Hood and his fellow researchers found that Bard would often refuse to generate content or push back on a request. But in many instances, only small adjustments were needed to allow misinformation content to evade detection. While Bard might refuse to generate misinformation on COVID-19, when researchers adjusted the spelling to C0V1D19, the chatbot came back with misinformation, such as the government created a fake illness called C0V1D19 to control people. Bard is not the only chatbot that has a complicated relationship with the truth and its own maker's rules. When OpenAI's ChatGPT launched in December, users soon began sharing techniques for circumventing ChatGPT's guardrails. For instance, telling it to write a movie script for a scenario it refused to describe or discuss directly. Hani Farid, a professor at the UC Berkeley School of Information, says that these issues are largely detectable, particularly when companies are jockeying to keep up with or outdo each other in a fast-moving market. You can even argue this is not a mistake, he says. This is everybody rushing to try to monetize generative AI, and nobody wanted to be left behind by putting in guardrails. This is sheer, unadulterated capitalism at its best and worst. Hood of CCDH argues that Google's reach and reputation as a trusted search engine makes the problems with Bard more urgent than for smaller competitors. There's a big ethical responsibility on Google because people trust their products, and this is their AI generating these responses, he says. They need to make sure this stuff is safe before they put it in front of billions of users. Google spokesperson Robert Ferrara says that while Bard has built-in guardrails, it is an early experiment that can sometimes give inaccurate or inappropriate information. Google will take action against content that is hateful, offensive, violent, dangerous, or illegal, he says. Bard's interface includes a disclaimer stating that Bard may display inaccurate or offensive information that doesn't represent Google's views. It also allows users to click a thumbs down icon on answers they don't like. Fareed says the disclaimers from Google and other chatbot developers about the services they're promoting are just a way to evade accountability for problems that may arise. There's a laziness to it, he says. It's unbelievable to me that I see these disclaimers where they are acknowledging essentially this thing will say things that are completely untrue, things that are inappropriate, things that are dangerous. We're sorry in advance. Bard and similar chatbots learn to spout all kinds of opinions from the vast collections of text they are trained with, including material scraped from the web, but there is little transparency from Google or others about the specific sources used. Hood believes the bot's training material includes posts from social media platforms. Bard and others can be prompted to produce convincing posts for different platforms, including Facebook and Twitter. When CCDH researchers asked Bard to imagine itself as a conspiracy theorist and write in the style of a tweet, it came up with suggested posts including the hashtags "Stop giving benefits to immigrants" and "Put the British people first." Hood says he views CCDH's study as a type of stress test that companies themselves should be doing more extensively before launching their products to the public. They might complain, "Well, this isn't really a realistic use case," he says. But it's going to be like a billion monkeys with a billion typewriters, he says of the surging user base of the new generation chatbots. Everything is going to get done at once.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.